Tuesday night, Or Lechov Dalet Iyar, Chavis Alvodah, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, in Perikei of Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, Chavis Alvodah gives us 30 things to think about. Some of them, most of them, all of them, really, we're the fan. Our life transformative. Anyway, number 10, we're in the middle of. Number 10 is to think about, visualize, internalize, realize, imagine that Hashem sees everything you do. There's a camcorder walking around recording your whole life. And now the scary part is, and not only is that already something, because if there's a guy in the room that's observing you, page Resh Mem Ches on the bottom, because we all know that there's a guy in the room observing you, you act differently. But then if you carry it a step further, Hashem knows what you're thinking about. Hashem knows what your motivations are for things you're doing, and that's, so everything's exposed to him, so he knows that also. This should create Yiras Hashem, Chavis Halvavos goes on to say. This should create Yiras Hashem, and you should shape up from this Cheshbon HaNefesh. He gives a mashal, if someone's watching you, someone that you want to please, someone you owe a lot of you have gratitude towards, you don't do something. Someone's watching you on the camcorder or on a video, so you don't spit, and if you know that disgusts them. You don't do something that's repulsive to them. So it's the same with the Eibishter. Okay, we'll start now from the third line on page Resh Mem Tes. The new paragraph, V'chein mina yodua etzleinu, it's quite well known, it's not a secret. Shonu mishadrim b'mivchar ma'shonu yecholim mina malbush b'chitzi yoseinu. When we go to a place, he talks about visiting a melech. But if you go to a place that you care about what people are going to think of you, you want to make a good impression, you want people to think well of you, so you make sure your clothing are fitting. Shanu mishadrim, we're mahadir with what we choose to wear, even though it's only chitzoinius, but that's where we're going. We're going where people are going to look at us. Maybe it's even for a job interview. Well, wherever you're going, you're going to be Menachem Oval, you're going to a wedding, you're going, people are going to be looking at you, seeing you, and you want to make a good impression. Kasher, he talks about Kasher Yotzim Likraus Malachenu V'Sareinu V'Chasidu Doreinu. Of course, you want to make a good impression on them. So they're looking at how we look. They look if you have a dirty suit or whatever, and you don't want them to think badly of you, so you get dressed properly. Ka'omro, ki ain lovo shara melech b'levush sok. It's not kavod. You feel even that you're dissing them if you don't get dressed properly. You don't walk into the shara melech dressed in a sackcloth. Vamar v'yishlach paro v'ikros Yosef v'yiritzuhum in abor. They took Yosef out of the bor very quickly. By Yagalach, they gave him a haircut, a shave. I don't know, a shave, they gave him a haircut. By Yachalev Simlosov, and they changed his clothing. You have to dress properly, you go into the Melech. So he says the equivalent of that by Hashem, he's not talking about even getting dressed properly during davening. He's not talking about that. He's saying by Hashem, everything is clothing. Meaning, the impression you make on Hashem is based on your thoughts and your deeds. So you have to shape up your thoughts. Uvesum l'zeh onu chayovim l'hisader b'mishmas Hashem, in bowing to the will of Hashem, listening to Hashem, b'chitzi yoseinu u'b'pnimi yoseinu. We have to fix up our insides. Now, his point there in this cheshbon is once you, there's a lot of things in this cheshbon. He really touches on a lot of points. The main point is that Hashem sees all. And to feel that, and to realize it, and to live like it. And there are corollaries of that. One corollary is that Hashem doesn't just see the clothing you're wearing. And you want to wear nice clothing to make an impression on him like you would for any melech, but Hashem sees what you're thinking about. So that's, you have to shape that up too. It's not a question of going out and buying a new suit. It's a question of going out and buying a new set of ideas, of thoughts. He's looking at what you look like, and he's looking at your panemius as well. If you can imagine, says the Chayyim Halbavis, that you're going to be standing in front of a melech, or in front of anybody, any bureaucrat, and he can read your mind. So you're not going to be saying to yourself, what up? Right? He can read your mind. So you're going to clean up your thoughts very quickly. That they can read our thoughts and our minds. Hashem reads more than thoughts and minds. He reads your whole psyche. What makes you tick. As they look at our guf. We certainly would not delay. He just wants to be mamchish to that. Wants to bring it closer to our seichel. We would brook no delay in cleaning up our thoughts. If we walked around and everybody knew what we were thinking. So we would force ourselves to only not to think any improper thoughts and only to think good thoughts. We said yesterday, I'm a victim of the suggests thinking about things that you wouldn't really think about. Think about how Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. How he gave us the Torah, how he blessed us in our own lives. That's called good thoughts. And, so when you take a walk, we don't do this. This is what he's saying. But if we really felt that Hashem was watching us every second, we certainly would. Just as we would, I'm telling you, if people would know what we think, we would clean up our thoughts immediately. Hello, Tira Achi. Then he says an interesting thing. He says it in a more specific way than I'm about to say it. I'll say it the way it would apply nowadays. He says it the way it applied in his days. He's saying most people, when they get an education, they want to become educated, most of the time it's for status reasons. Most of the time. You say it's for parnasa reasons, not most of the time. Certainly not everything we take. Their knowledge of science, their knowledge of meida, their knowledge of the bria, they have it. In his days, the king rewarded you or gave you money, or supported you even, if he felt you were a benefit to society. And you would hang around the king's court, and if he saw you're an educated person and you have what to contribute to society, he would reward you. So that's what he's talking about. I would extrapolate it to nowadays that people want crazy degrees, people want... Well, Stan, they like knowledge because of the kavod it gets for them. Even I'm not sure if he means mitzvos, the Torah mitzvos, or laws of the king. You talk about why do you become a lawyer? So that you get kavod. And he deserves more, meaning we should want to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. That's really all he's saying. Hashem's watching us. And we should want to do things and be involved in things that are pleasing to Hashem. Therefore, once you have this cheshbon, b'matzbon in your insides, u'b'leiv u'v'eivorim. V'shehu mashkif aleihem etzofe olson tamid. Bein dovar matrido midovar. He doesn't get distracted. Ka'omro ani Hashem choker lei bochen kloyos. Yomar b'chomokom eini Hashem tzofos royim b'tovim. Yomar akosu b'nyiris Hashem. switches now over to the... Right, we'll stop here. Because he goes back now and starts talking about Yiras Hashem. So we'll stop here.